monitoring DMR.
KGRP to KDJEP. KEA-UDH, radio check.
KF0OMH coming in loud and clear.
Thank you. KEA-UDH, clear.
KF0OMH, clear. WACTF testing on Mayo repeater, Whiskey 8, Charlie Tango Foxtrot testing on Mayo repeater. Loud and clear, radio check, K830D. Thank you very much, WACTF monitoring.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Tango Foxtrot, this is November 8, Charlie Uniform Lima. Got you loud and clear in a mile.
I missed the beginning, but I heard Charlie Uniform Lima. Thank you very much for coming back. This is Whiskey Charlie Tango Foxtrot. I'm in Lewiston, and I'll be monitoring.
November 8, Charlie Uniform Lima, monitoring.
KF8 ENF, Harbor Springs.
KO4LAA, radio check, please.
Loud and clear, radio check. KE8RDV.
KCN Mobile.
89NM, mobile monitoring.
I'm sorry, that was probably rough. I forgot I was still on the 7-4. I flopped over to the 1-9. So, all right. Thanks, Chris. I got 100% of yours, and you might have missed some of my blabbing. See you later. W8RPM.
Yeah, just letting you know that the 7-4 and the 700 are on their own.
Okay, your background was louder than you. I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, the 7-4 and the 700 are on their own. They're connected together, but not to the network right now for Snowdrift Rally.
Oh. Okay. Didn't know that. Thank you. W8RPM.
Any damage?
W8RPM on the 1-9. And Drake, I got your text. Thank you.
KF8ENF, Harbor Springs.
I've been looking for you.
Well, apparently I've been found.
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply you were lost. I just haven't talked to you in a while, and I had a conversation with a buddy of mine yesterday, and he had a situation and a question that I couldn't answer, but I'm certain that you can.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it has been a while since I've caught up with you. I've been on the air sporadically, but usually once or twice a day. I guess our paths just haven't crossed.
W8RPM. Well, at the moment, I wasn't aware of this, so I kind of put my foot in it. But, you know, the 7-0 and the 7-4 are linked because of snowdrift. And I was blabbing away on 7-4, and I guess nothing had started yet, so it wasn't an issue. But, and then I realized, you know, I'm in Petoskey, I'm sitting in a dead spot, and everything's weak, so my last transmission, I was signing out anyway, but my last transmission was probably all noise. So I go over to come over here, and there's like nobody here that was over there. I'm like, what? I was confused.
Yeah, so they do have that rally going on down there, and I happened to catch Drake. I was talking to him about it yesterday, and he was like, yeah, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me when they're going to need it, and I'll disconnect that repeater from the whole system so that we don't have a whole lot of, you know, traffic on the linked system being interrupted by their event. And some guy chimed in and said, "Oh yeah, that's me. I'll let you know when we're going to start and when we're going to finish."
No, and it's the right thing to do. You know, I mean, that is certainly one of the main reasons for these repeaters even existing, is to facilitate stuff like that from the public service aspect. But, you know, in prior years, when the whole network was live, you know, people here in Petoskey, it's not that they don't care, but they don't care, you know. It's just, it's unnecessary traffic, and it ties up the system. So it's great the way they've got it figured out. That's perfect. That's how it's supposed to work. Hey, I do have a quick question for you, though, and I'm running errands here in town myself, so I got to bail. But put your gas distribution hat on for a moment for me, if you would.
Well, to be fair, my hat is more gas transmission, but I know enough about distribution to be dangerous, so go ahead.
You sound just like my buddies at ITC that, you know, say exactly the same thing. Well, we're on the transmission side, but what do you need, you know? So I have a friend, Pam, that lives on a private road in Shelby Township. It's almost like this compound where all the houses on the street are owned by the same family, but it is absolutely a private road. And they got it posted, they're signed over, do not enter, you know, private road, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, to get to the point, it's 1:30 in the morning. He's sitting there watching TV, and he sees headlights coming down his road. It's like, this is odd, you know. Usually when it's that, it's like it's the cops or somebody, you know, or somebody who's lost. Well, this turned out to be a consumer's vehicle, little like an Escort or, you know, some little high mileage something, fully marked, with this, for lack of a better word, a PVC pipe, about a 2-inch PVC pipe sticking up kind of near the top of it, like either magneted on or somehow magneted, you know, somehow protruding. And the best we could figure was they were sniffing for gas leaks. What does that sound like to you?
It could be that or a meter reading technology. Sounds more like a meter reading technology to me. So some of those meters, the first quote-unquote smart meters, and they have them mostly on the electric side, but I think there might be some on the gas side as well. They're equipped with a radio module, and you have to drive a specialized vehicle in the vicinity of them to pick up the signals from the devices so that you essentially gather meter reads without the need to walk up to the meter and visually read it. That would be my guess, particularly if it's kind of like a little cul-de-sac off the beaten track and they can't reach those modules from anywhere else. They may have to drive directly down the road to pull the reads in.
You know, I'll bet you're exactly right, and I never even thought of that because, you know, the remote reads anymore tend to be, you know, smart meters. But, yeah, for the gas, never even thought of that. All right, see, so you served your role, served your purpose for the day. And I got to let you run. I'm just running errands here, but I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I got a couple stops to make before I head back home. And thank you. I'm sure your ears are burning because I was talking about you earlier. So, all right, talk soon. W8RPM.
Yeah, more to say on that. So why don't you call me back when you get your next free moment in the vehicle, and I'll be listening. KF8 ENF.
KF8 ENF. N8 MJO mobile.
KF8 DNF.
Hey, Bentley, NHDMH. KF8 DNF, NHDMH mobile.
Yeah, I think the repeater was identifying over me. I said, happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday, and it's very happy because I'm going home. Wow. It's a very impatient Land Rover. Yeah, let's just drive in the opposing lane. Yep. Good plan.
Are you in Harbor Springs?
No, I'm on Ammon Road in Travers right now, actually.
We have a few impatient Land Rovers in the area here.
Right on. Have you been monitoring the 7-4?
No, just the 1-9 today.
Right on, all right. I've been monitoring the snowdrift, and they got a lot of traffic going on.
Yeah, I've been turning it off when everything was all linked together for the last several days, just getting tired of radio check, but I guess everybody's got to make sure their gear's working.
Yeah. It also helps they tell the, equipment owners.
Yeah. Working with volunteers is always fun.
Right. But, yeah, it sounds like they've got their operations going full speed right now. I have the 7-4 and the 700 linked through my UHF repeater as the hub since it's got a really solid internet connection. And it also allows me to monitor in case there's any issues. And it's been nonstop trying to figure out what the heck's going on over there.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate the work that you've put into making the system available for them. And also, thank you for being able to isolate the system so that we can continue to use it while they're only using their part of it. What a great solution.
Yeah, I understand it can be chaotic. I remember the first year when they did that. I was really kind of unaware, and then we were like, all right, well, if you need those two and only those two, we'll give you those two and we'll keep the rest of ours. That way it's not tying up the whole network of the other seven repeaters on the network, so that way people can chat away and have fun.
Thanks again.
Right on. So, all right, I'm just about to pull into my driveway. And it looks like some more impending doom is about to fall from the sky, and it's going to get really cold and windy, so that'll be fun. 7-3 Bentley, and 8 DMH Mobile.
By the way, I was hoping to go to the Hamfest tomorrow and hunt you down and meet you in person. It doesn't look like I'm going to make it, though, so we'll have to get together another time. Take care. KFA-ENF.
Oh, no, that's a bummer. All right, well, we'll make it. We'll see if we'll cross paths later on. NATMH Mobile.
NATMH, TCZFU, thanks for the info. I'm monitoring the 440 there.
Yeah, it's kind of chaos over there right now.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like that repeater may go kapunk as much as they're talking. happy Friday, sir!
Yeah, you as well. Holy cow, it's very windy up here on the hill.
What hill are you on?
The one I live on, East Bay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's windy here too, 19 degrees. Went from 32 to 19, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's getting colder. All right, Toby, I'm going to let you go. I'm just getting here and ready to go inside. Hey, you might.
KC, we have to do some work.
KEAGH 88.